Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll take your calls about anything at all. And the we tonight includes me, Ian.
And it is I, Brian Tan, back again.
And Mark.
Brian Tan rejoining us for another episode. We had him back on late 2013.
Yep,
after
November 4th.
Yeah, after right after the Keenvention,
yep.
Which you were the final speaker, and the video of your final speech is up on Keenvention.info.
Awesome.
You were talking about your, for those listeners who weren't tuned in at that time, you were talking about your experience as a corrections officer and what led you to leave and what led you there. And it was a great speech that went on longer than expected.
Yeah, very an passionate. Hour and a half, actually.
And that's the reason why we don't schedule anything after the ending speech of the day. So it was great.
That's
and that video is up in full. You can watch the full thing as well as everything else from Keenvention, every single panel, every speech. It's all there and it's all free at Keenvention.info. Plus, you can learn about Keenvention 2014, which is coming up later this year. So don't forget to check that out. Our toll-free number again tonight is 855-450-FREE, and you can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. I don't think I mentioned this last night, but I had intended to, and I told Barry that I would do so. Barry Cooper is still with us. Thank goodness.
Okay, good.
Barry Cooper. Now, Brian Tan, Barry Cooper is a former narcotics officer.
Okay.
Who a few years ago, it's several years ago now at this point, must have been like 05, 06, 07, somewhere in there, he changed sides.
All right.
He came out against the war on drugs after having been one of the top most recognized narcotics officers in the state of Texas.
Oh, okay.
So this guy was on the inside, and he was, you know, putting people in jail for drugs.
Anything drug-related, right. Yep.
So he came out, he created a DVD called Never Get Busted, where he kind of reveals some of the expertise that he had gained over the years being a narcotics officer.
Right.
And he went online and he started promoting that. He ended up getting on, you know, various different television shows. And so, like, you know, they'd put him up on CNN with some of their talking head from the drug war side, and he'd talk about ending the drug war, and he was a really great guy. Apparently what happened recently on his Facebook page, the Never Get Busted Facebook page, somebody posted that Barry was checking into rehab, and then a few days later posted that Barry had died of a drug overdose.
Oh boy, here we go.
So of course I, you know, first thing I did was I emailed him and, you know, hey, you know, is this all, are you all right? Because I'd seen two things on Facebook. I'd seen that people were saying he was still alive, and then his Facebook page saying it's that he was dead. So went on to NeverGetBusted.com and discovered that he was still, in point of fact, alive, and that apparently what had happened was a former employee from 5 years previous,
right,
apparently still had access to the Never Get Busted Facebook page. He went in and
just
5 years
that's
later,
what he was gonna do.
Right? I mean, he waited. I mean, he was definitely bided his time on this. He went in, swept out all the other admins from the page.
Wow!
And and basically took over operation of the page and made it look like Barry was a drug addict and then died as a result of a drug overdose. Turns out Barry's alive. And well, he's in Mexico with his beautiful wife Candy and their kids, and
cool.
They're doing fine.
Well, that's good.
So we're going to actually have Barry Cooper on the show this Saturday night,
because
it's been a while since we've actually had him on, and he's always doing something interesting. He's actually working on a third Never Get Busted DVD, and he's got other stuff in the works, which we'll talk about more at that time. But I did promise Barry that I would mention that, and so those of you who might have heard the rumors of Barry,
he is still alive, and you know you are not famous until you have a death hoax on the internet. You are not.
Okay. He's made it, then.
He's made it. He is now the man.
So stay tuned for that. That's coming up Saturday night. Also on the way here this evening, the story about this guy, Kevin Edson.
Kayvon. He calls himself Kayvon.
Now, were you aware of this guy, Brian Tan?
I heard about it on WEEI the other day. All I do is listen to sports talk radio, and I heard them talking about it, and apparently he showed up. They were having an event to commemorate, you know, the 1 year anniversary of the tragedy.
And he showed. They're talking about the Boston Marathon on the 15th. Apparently he showed up with a backpack, and we'll tell you more about that here in a moment. Apparently it really upset a lot of people, and he's now in. He's been ordered to a psychiatric evaluation. We'll give you more details on that. I guess I was just curious as to you if you'd heard of him prior to this incident.
No, not prior to this. No, I hadn't really heard anything from him. But some of the things that I did hear about him are very interesting. he is not very well received in his family. He really isn't.
We can get into that here in a little bit. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREEZE. Plus, coming up, Mark, you've got some pretty big news. I think we're going to start things out here with shortly.
Awesome.
About, awesome and in a horrifying way, about assassinations. The federal government apparently has made some sort of ruling about them being able to kill Americans. And we'll find out more about that. But Joe's on the line in Kentucky first. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brian, and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Joe, how are you?
Well, I was in a car accident Monday.
Yeah, sorry to hear
that. Oh, man.
I was a passenger, and we were going down downtown Louisville. And a car came out of the lane, forced us into parked cars on the side of the road. I'm a little slow. I'm still a little punch drunk. I took a lick on the head. They pinned the cab. We hit a cab, and the cabbie happened to be out of his cab at the time, and it pinned him between his cab and the vehicle in front of him. And, you know, I was passenger in the vehicle, and I went with my boss and the driver of the vehicle that I was in. We've already been to see an attorney. My question to you guys is, the mental anguish aspect of it, from seeing this man crushed and you know, writhing and excruciating pain and the blood, is there a monetary value to that?
Just to clarify, so let me make sure I understood your situation. What you're saying is you were driving down the road, somebody forced your car over, the car you were in hit this taxi cab, and the man who was driving the taxi was somehow caught in between and got crushed. Did I understand you correctly?
Yeah.
So your question is, in the settlement or whatever it is that comes out of
the monetary that you could get,
whoever this person is, it would presumably be against the person who allegedly forced you over into this accident. You're saying,
right,
would you be able to get some sort of anguish reward for or award for what you went through?
Well, I mean, you know, when I go to sleep, this is what I've seen. I have now for 3 days, you know, is it, do you think there's a monetary value to that for the, I mean, you know, sleep?
Anything I say would be total speculation.
Absolutely.
I don't know if either of these other two gentlemen in the studio know.
You know, I'm not talking about from a legal standpoint. I have no idea. The legal system's full of liars, as they call them down in Kentucky. And what I would say is that if your head's damaged in the accident, they should have to pay to for your damaged head. And if your mind is damaged in the accident, then you should have to pay for your damaged mind.
And we lost him.
Nope, we lost him. So absolutely, I would say that if something happened, then from a moral standpoint, yeah, you know, there's nothing wrong.
From a legal standpoint, though, ask an attorney.
Absolutely, you definitely want to get some from the attorney. Make sure, you know, insurance companies too. But you got to be careful going that route sometimes, because insurance companies, they're all about protecting their own investments. So you want to be careful of that way too. But most definitely, I would say consult a consult, you know, get some legal counsel, see what
there's
options are.
Certainly going to be an attorney out there who's going to be interested in a case like that.
Absolutely.
It sounds to me like something, it wouldn't be hard to find somebody who'd be willing to pick that up. And they would know the answer to that question. So you can join us here on the phones at 855-450-FREE. So, Mark, the federal government has made some sort of determination about assassination campaigns and the justification for them. Is that right?
Yep. This is from sfgate.com. A Bay Area federal judge says the Obama administration can keep secret a memo spelling out the legal rationale for a 2011 drone attack in Yemen that killed a U.S. citizen and alleged terrorist mastermind.
Oh, wow.
So the Justice Department was entitled to withhold the memo on the grounds of national security and lawyer-client confidentiality, said this U.S. District Chief Judge Claudia Wilkin of Oakland.
We'll come back with more. So there's a memo that explains the reasons why they killed this American person in another country, but they don't have to reveal the memo. Is that right?
Right.
All right, more coming up. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE and bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. from wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in a left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of Liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Feel free to connect with us in the way that works best for you. And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com.
There's a Bitcoin theorem-proving treasure hunt at mathgate.info. Now, you can go over there and find bitcoins by proving theorems. A theorem's kind of like a Sudoku puzzle, I guess. I mean, might be a way to describe it. So you can learn some logic, do some math, find some bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, excuse me. So connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems and find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait. Others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go now to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. It's mathgate.info.
All right, we're going to continue here. Mark, you've got the story about the federal government making a decision on... who did they murder? They assassinated somebody.
Murder and assassination are two different things.
What's the difference?
Murder is illegal.
I think assassinating somebody is illegal, too, but not when you're the government.
Well, not if you're the largest, most powerful government on Earth. You can write a legal paper that says that it's legal, lock that legal paper away so nobody can see it, and then it's legal.
I'm allowed to kill people because I said so.
It's a lot like that.
It's about the summary here, but now they're legally saying that, right? That's what the old excuse was, and now they've got a court order saying the same thing?
That's correct.
Must be nice to have friends in places. It really must.
So tell me more, Mark, about this story.
So although the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder and other Obama administration officials have made public statements justifying drone strikes, Wilkins said none of them was specific enough for her to rule against the government's claim of secrecy and require officials to disclose the legal rationale for the Yemen attack. The ruling dismissed a suit by the First Amendment Coalition, an open government advocacy group in San Rafael. The organization sued after a September 2011 drone strike in Yemen that killed Anwar al-Awlaki, a U.S.-born Muslim cleric whom authorities suspected of organizing an attempt to blow up a Detroit-bound airliner in 2009. Another U.S. citizen also killed in the drone attack, and Al-Waki's...
Now, mind you, they suspected him of doing that. He had never been proven...
Yeah, they didn't know he actually did it.
Right, they had never been proven in any court of law that he actually did anything like that, and now it can't be because they murdered... assassinated him.
Make sure you get the verbiage right. Come on, man.
And the thing about his 16-year-old son who was killed...
in the same strike?
Well, no, not in the same strike, but by a drone in Yemen the following month. There was also a U.S. citizen killed by the same drone strike as Al-Waki. So there were three U.S. citizens killed by drone strikes in the course of about a month in Yemen. And at this point, we have sort of no legal explanation as to why it's okay to assassinate American citizens. Frankly, I don't think that, you know, the legal designation known as American citizen really should make a difference in this. Assassinations are...
Human life is human life. It doesn't matter where you're born.
Well, plus you can also make the argument there's no such thing as a citizen because the government has no obligation to protect you. In this case, they don't even have an obligation to explain why they haven't protected you to death.
The definition of citizen has been changed, at least in the legal dictionaries. The Black's Law Dictionary used to have your definition, Ian, but it's changed to a different one.
Has it?
Yeah. It's a different definition now.
Which edition of Black's Law did it change?
I don't know which edition, but I have seen a newer edition of Black's Law, and it said, you know, just something entirely different.
Interesting.
Basically, you know,
it's almost like the government's turned into a rowdy Roddy Piper. As soon as you think you have all the answers, the questions have been changed.
So, going on here, a federal judge in New York dismissed a similar disclosure suit in January 2013 filed by the New York Times and the American Civil Liberties Union. The plaintiffs have appealed the dismissal. On April 4th, a judge in Washington, D.C. dismissed a damage suit against U.S. officials by parents of those killed in the drone strikes, saying officials who order such attacks must be trusted to act legally and are not subject to judicial oversight.
I don't trust them.
Well, you just got to. They wrote a piece of paper
and
kept that piece of paper secret. It could say anything on it, but we've got to trust them that it says something convincing from a legal standpoint.
Legal pad or napkin?
We have no idea.
Oh, right. Have to trust that they did it, and everything is A-OK. Thanks, Barry, Alabama.
It could be encrypted in a vault someplace. We just don't know. So the rationale is reportedly described on a 16-page Defense Department white paper that was leaked to the news media last year after being circulated to members of Congress. Among the conclusions that the U.S. can launch a drone attack when it suspects the target is planning violence and does not have to wait until the evidence of an immediate assault. So if you're planning violence... As far as the government is concerned, they can kill you off, and it doesn't need to be immediate.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Wit on the line in Paradise. You're on Free Talk Live. Wit.
Wit, assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Peace be upon you, my brother.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I support the war on terrorists, and I was just thinking about how I don't believe Barack Obama's ordering the summary execution of terrorists because he suspects they are terrorists. I believe he's the eponym Barack Obama, who in Ian's world must be an anti-Muslim because he's anti-Islamist like me. These men that he's ordering the summary execution of people do for a misspent life spend their waking days trying to figure out how they can blow up innocent people.
So just to clarify, what you're saying is, you're saying that you believe that when the government claims somebody's done something bad, that they should just be able to take that person out, just destroy their life.
No, I didn't say that. You said that. But if you want me to clarify my beliefs, I believe Barack Hussein Obama is ordering the summary execution by drone wars of people like Alawaki, who, if you know what he did for a misspent life and you've listened to his preachings in his mosques, and you know the people that he hung out with, who also hung out with Osama bin Laden and the like, these are not people that care anything about you. Your
what about his 16-year-old son?
They want you dead.
And what about his 16-year-old son?
His 16-year-old son, by the way, I like how in other conversations they're just a kid, like, you know, the bone and thing in the shower. But that 16-year-old son fully knows, as God is my witness, and I can say this, I know, he knew what his dad did for a misspent life. And if my dad were plotting to murder innocent people, well, I'd go borrow one of his guns and deposit a full metal jacket in my, well, but my dad wasn't a murderer, but he was a killer.
Aren't you jumping to a conclusion?
Right. What if he was going there to convince him otherwise?
I mean, you know, jumping to conclusions.
Yeah.
You're jumping to the conclusion that this man was plotting to commit murder. You're taking the word of the federal government.
I'm taking the word of even a person that I don't even have any much respect for as a human being, that being our president.
So you support the bombings of those two individuals?
Three.
You support those bombings, Whit?
Excuse me?
You support those bombings, right?
I support the drone wars that we're using to eliminate
people. I'm not using any drones at all. If you want to support violence, it's your business.
I hold over, by the way,
and it's sick.
I'm calling
definitely not. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. I've about had my fill of violent advocates, people making excuse for the taking of life, in this case with no due process whatsoever. The process was press the button, drop the bomb.
Press it, do it.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The strange guy who was at the Boston Marathon this year. We'll tell you what he was up to here in a little bit. Your call is certainly welcome. You can join us on Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. The Free State Project is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. You, if you love freedom, really need to get together with other people that think like you do. We've given you examples previously on these airwaves of some of the amazing success stories that Free State Project participants have had here, not just in the kind of the realm of civil disobedience, which obviously is kind of very sexy. It's got a lot of sizzle for news, but also in the world of politics, which usually isn't very exciting or interesting at all. But every now and then, something actually makes it through this arduous, painful, frustrating, slow political process.
And some good things finally end up happening.
Yeah, every now and then something will actually happen that's worth, you know, mentioning. It happens here in New Hampshire because we have what's called the citizen legislature, where you make $100 a year to go in and do this job of legislator. In most states, you make, you know, $25,000, $50,000, $70,000 a year. So it's more, in other states, something that attracts professional politicians.
Right.
Lots of attorneys, for instance.
Which it's not even supposed to be. It's supposed to be the duty. It originally became as the duty of the American citizen to leave the farms, serve their country in that regard. And then when it was time, when you were done, go back home, do your thing, and leave for someone else.
And it's still that way here in New Hampshire in a lot of ways. There are some state reps who've been there for many, many years, but a lot of them, there's a lot of turnover because of what you're saying there.
Right.
People don't, you know, you make $100 a year, you don't really want to stay very long.
This is going to put food on my table.
I mean, they will give you a gas stipend, but that's besides the $100, that's all you get is, you know, a piddly amount of money.
That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be.
So this guy who put in this bill that I'm going to tell you about here that has now passed the state house, passed overwhelmingly, by the way, 268-29, it now has passed the Senate. This bill repeals the statutes that make adultery a crime. They've been on the books for hundreds of years here in New Hampshire. But right now, it is still a misdemeanor. It's a misdemeanor that can be punished by, you know, like $1,200 fine if you get caught and they prosecute you
for adultery. Hear that, swingers? You better be careful.
Well, that's just it. It hasn't actually been prosecuted in about a decade. But even that is a shock to me that even within the last decade, you know, 10 years ago, that was only 2004.
He cheated on me. Arrest him.
Yeah,
since the year 2000, somebody has been charged with adultery. I would love to meet that guy that got, or female that got a misdemeanor for cheating on their spouse.
That's crazy. Awesome. Now, in some states, apparently there's at least one state where it's a felony still to cheat on somebody. But state representative from Manchester, Tim O'Flaherty, has put forth a bill that repeals adultery as a crime in New Hampshire. It passed overwhelmingly in the House about a week or so ago.
Come here, Tim.
And now it passed what's called a voice vote in the Senate. So there wasn't actually like a person-by-person vote. So we don't know exactly who voted yes and who voted no.
Right.
But it did pass by the voice vote. So
that's good.
The governor has, Governor Maggie Hassan here in New Hampshire. You know, I certainly have my issues with Maggie Hassan.
Yep, same here.
But she's doing the right thing on this one. She is going to sign this piece of legislation. She's pledged to do that. So this is pretty much a done deal.
Baby steps.
Right, unless she backs out at the last minute for some reason, which seems unlikely, she's going to sign this. And clearly she should sign this because, you know, you look at the vote, and 268-29, that's a huge vote.
Give it. Quit playing games and give it.
10 times as many people voted for this as voted against it. So
right.
It would be a really stupid move politically for Maggie Hassan to veto this or for the Senate to vote against it. So they did vote for this, and that's yet another feather in our cap here. Tim O'Flaherty's a Free State Project participant. He moved here from, I don't know where, but he was not originally from here. He moved here as part of the Free State Project. He was elected, by the way, as I reported over at freekeen.com. And if you go to freekeen.com right now, you'll see it's the top story or close to the top of the page. NH to repeal adultery as a crime is the headline. But if you click his name in that story, I link back to the story from 2012 where I reported on him being elected. Mm-hmm. And he was elected by one vote.
Wow.
So a lot of people will say things like, oh, your vote doesn't matter. Mm. And in a lot of cases, that's absolutely true. You
but
know.
Sometimes it does work out that way. I mean, by one vote, you want to talk about by the skin of your teeth.
And the interesting thing was he was up against another Free State Project participant.
So oh, wow.
It was actually, he was the Democrat in the race, and then there was a Republican in the race who was also, I think, a mover for the Free State Project. And they both knew each other, so they were running against
That's
one
awesome.
Another. In fact, at one point they were roommates, which makes it even more unusual.
Awkward.
But yeah, one vote. And I thought that was really interesting because there's been a situation in Markstown where he lives where a fire truck, passed that by one vote.
What they call a town truck.
Yeah, so they were voting like $200,000 or something like that.
$150,000, yeah.
To buy this fire truck, and you missed the meeting, Mark, unfortunately. But had you been there, you would have been able to stop that vote from happening, but with your one vote.
It wasn't a fire truck. It was a town truck.
This is like an expensive truck.
Yeah.
$150,000.
That's more than what most people have for a house.
Right.
Wow.
And this is not a big town. I don't imagine the town budget is very, very large.
What do you need $150,000 for a truck for?
This is the one before it was caught fire and burned up.
Okay, but why? Whose fault is that?
Our insurance policy?
Yeah, really. Oh, so our truck caught on. So does that mean that if my Yaris catches on fire, then I should be able to get $150,000 for a brand new car?
I don't think that's going to fly with the Keene City Council.
Probably not.
Vote made a difference there. One vote made a difference with Tim O'Flaherty's campaign. And so, yeah, you're right. A vote doesn't make a difference in the presidential election.
Absolutely
and it
not.
Never will.
Absolutely
and it will
not.
Never make a difference in, you know, any sort of federal level elections. But here in New Hampshire, it's not uncommon for things to come down to one
vote.
Person, and that could be you. And again, this guy is a Free State Project participant, so yet another feather in the cap. We've got the jury nullification law that makes it so that you can actually bring up jury nullification in the courtrooms. We've got the knife ban that was repealed years ago. This is a new one. This is repealing the adultery law. So there's going to be other things that are thrown out there. And by the way,
slowly but surely,
Tim O'Flaherty, you know, he's a new legislator. He was elected in 2012. It's a 2-year term, so he's up this year.
Right.
But he's gotten this done. And a lot of people will say that, well, if you get elected to a legislature somewhere, you can't rock the boat. You can't shake, you know, shake things up. You got to just, you know, kind of learn the ropes and start making alliances. And then maybe in your next term, you can get something done. And he got it done.
He got it done right away. Yeah. Why not rock the boat? Sometimes you need to rock the boat to really get things going. I mean, hey, if you want to go swimming, you need to rock the boat to get in the water. So,
or you can just jump. Is involved. I mean, and so I think it's just a success story all around. Now, there are some things he submitted that I thought were good bills that, you know, didn't get passed this year. But that's
that's the kind of the thing with the New Hampshire legislature, though. I mean, it is of all. It's the largest lawmaking body, English-speaking lawmaking body, besides the U.S. Congress and the House of Commons. So it is the largest of state lawmaking bodies. It is intended to be difficult to get laws through, and that includes laws that undo laws. So, you know, the fact that anything goes through is always, you know, it's always amazing if it undoes the old law.
It's a real big deal. If you got to go through a lot of people to get something done, it's a huge deal when it finally happens. Right. That's a feather in this guy's cap for real. Way to go, Tim.
Yeah, I hope he's going to run again for state rep this year.
I'll go for him.
We don't want to have – fortunately, he's living in Manchester, but he won't be able to. But what we do need to see happen here in New Hampshire is more people to move here as part of the Free State Project. Remember, the Free State Project is the idea of getting 20,000 people to move to the same place. We've only got 1,500 so far, so we've still got a lot more to go. We've got over 15,500 who have pledged to move, but we still need to get to that 20,000 number. Once 20,000 is reached, the Free State Project move will officially begin. So people like Mark and myself, we're here as early movers. Right. In fact, Mark, you've got something that's pretty exciting about helping cancer kids from St. Jude with match. Like, we're going to be giving like $30, you, me, another gentleman are all teaming up, $30 per Free State Project signer between now and the end of the month.
That's right. So get your family and friends to sign up because, it'll help kids with cancer and give them liberty in their lifetime.
Right. So every sign up for the Free State Project between now and the end of the month, we're going to give a total between Mark, myself, and another gentleman, $30 per signer to St. Jude. We'll come back some more here on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we learned earlier, Mark's story that he brought in explains that in the Anwar al-Awlaki, how do you pronounce it?
I'm not even going to try.
Al-Awlaki. Al-Awlaki and his 16-year-old son and the other gentleman who was bombed to death by the United States.
I got no idea if it's a gentleman or not. Some person.
Maybe a lady.
I just mean, I don't know. Gentleman means that they're, you know, a good person. I don't know if that's the case. They didn't get trials.
I'm going to presume they're a good person until proven otherwise.
Hey, innocent until proven guilty, good until proven to be a butthead.
There you go. So you know, what we found out was that you, not only do you not have, does the government not have any obligation to protect you, as we've seen from court case after court case at the Supreme Court, they've ruled this over and over again, but when they actually bomb you to death, they don't have any obligation to even explain themselves. Now, there is an explanation, apparently. There's some sort of 16-page memo.
But you don't get to find out about it because you are not in the Cool Kids Club.
That's right. You're not in the gang, so you don't get to read the memo. This memo has been blocked. The federal judge has ruled that there's no obligation to provide this
information. It was actually leaked at one point,
oh, really?
So they have it. But
they blamed Snowden for that, too.
But the interwebs has
okay.
It, as I understand it. And the only thing I got from the memo the first time when it was leaked was the kind of interesting thing that if the government believes that you may in the future do something bad, and it doesn't have to be imminent that you're going to do it. You don't have to be on your way to do something bad. No, they can just assassinate you.
So if they decide, oh, well, we think that Brian Tan might decide to go and punch someone in the face, let's blow up where he lives. And that's, we don't have to explain to his mom.
It hasn't gotten that extreme yet, but that's essentially
that's where it's
going
to end up going.
And there's no reason why it couldn't go to that point. I mean, somebody might listen to you say that and say, oh, yeah, right, Brian, sure. That's sure the police, local cops are going to do that. Keene Police is going to do that. Maybe not right now,
yeah, but
hey, look at what they're doing with the police departments around. I mean, you used to be a corrections officer. I'm sure you're not unaware of the Bearcat, kind of this trend towards militarizing the police, giving them more machine guns, more armored vehicles, taking the
scary.
You know, making sure they wear sunglasses to obstruct their, you know, you can't see their eyes anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, just kind of disconnecting from their humanity as much as possible.
Yeah, there's a huge, almost like a push, almost like they want you to be disconnected. And that was one of the things that I couldn't handle anymore.
Well, isn't it also culture as well, like within the kind of the inside of the law enforcement community?
Yeah, kind of.
Us versus them.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. I mean, even still, there was a brief period of time that when I was a CO that it was an us versus them mentality until, you know, I started talking to you and just opening myself up to other people. You know, what really changed my mind with certain things is talking to an inmate who was said to have been one of the most just difficult inmates to deal with. I had called them all out of their cells when we first moved to the new spiritual retreat, and I had said, you know, there were people screaming rat at one particular guy, and I said, look, the next person that does it is gone. And I was, like, heated about it. Well, someone did it. I had them yanked out. And then one of the guys said, hey, can we talk? Can I talk to you for a second? I said, yeah, sure. Went and talked to him and said, you know what? I'm not saying that you were wrong, but I think you could have addressed us differently. You're addressing us like it's you versus us, and it doesn't have to be like that. And that really shook me. You know, I really went, I drove home that night really thinking about that. You know, it doesn't have to, but there is a lot of ways in us versus them mentality, even though they say, well, we don't want that, we don't encourage that. No, it is there. It is.
They don't discourage it in a lot of ways. I mean, there was a story years ago, and I don't know, not that many years ago, but I think it was during the 08, either the Republican or Democrat National Convention. It doesn't matter which one it was, because the cops behaved the same way at both.
They're all the same.
There was one of them where the police actually had a police union-made T-shirt that had kind of this glowering picture, a salivating cop with a billy club kind of in, you know, one hand, and he's kind of slapping it in his hand, like the wording said something like, I get up early to beat the crowds, Democratic National Convention 2008 or something like that. And it's just, you know, right out there on Front Street that they just, that's how they think about you, that you're just somebody to be beating on.
Well, there's another correctional facility, I don't know, I mean, you know, screw it, I'll say it, in Merrimack County. In their training room, they've got a big old bulldog in a CO's uniform growling and snarling. Yeah. I remember seeing that when I went there to train. It's like, now, when I see a dog growling and snarling, to me, that thinks straight out aggression.
Sure sounds that way.
Yeah, I'm not down with that, no. And, you know, I've told a lot of people, you know, you go in trying to be the one tough guy, eventually, them 60 cats are going to get sick of you.
Well, and I also don't want to make it sound like I'm indicting all police like
no,
this.
No, absolutely
not. Police would wear a get up early to beat the crowds.
Right. But a lot of people have the mentality.
But this was by the police union, and it shows a culture.
Yes.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And it definitely shows another thing, too, is that it only takes one bad apple or a couple bad apples to mess it up for everybody, because there's a lot of people that will say, I've never met a good cop. I've never met a good insert here. And then when they meet someone who is, they're like blown away, because it's like, well, why can't everyone be like you? And it's like, well, because you get your couple of people that are not the norm. They're the exception. But those are also the people that don't end up sticking around long, because
they can't handle it.
They can't handle the BS, and then they can't get to a point to change the culture because they're the minority.
Well, yeah, especially if the corruption rises through the ranks, as Absolutely. Many who have, you know, we've over the years, we've been doing the show for more than a decade, and we've had our share of people call in saying they were, you know, they used to be a police officer. I knew a guy who claimed he was a police detective in New York City. This was just a personal guy that I knew in the past.
Right.
And he told me, you know, he told me every single officer was corrupt in some sort of way, that, you know, on his squad or his department or whatever, and that the corruption rises through the ranks. We've heard this year after year. And so what you end up with the situation is where you've got, if there is that sort of proverbial good cop in a system where being this bulldog is kind of what's called for and what's encouraged, and worse than that, you know, you've got police beatings and things like that, where you'll have the department backing up their guys and acting like everything was by the book when clearly it was what they've done something wrong. A good cop, in a lot of cases, is afraid to say anything.
Yeah, because then what it ends up being is that they try to do the right thing. Now their life is in danger. They need the crooked cats to back them up. And, oh, yeah, we couldn't make it. Sorry. You know, and what's really crazy, and I got to go nerdy for a second, but you look at the police culture in, like, Batman. You got Commissioner Gordon, the one clean-cut guy. He's got to watch his back around his own men a lot of the time, because there's the corruption. He came in when there was a really corrupt guy. He took over, but that corruption is still there. And once corruption get in, it's like a weed. It doesn't go away. You know, unless, like, well, then what are you going to do? Just fire everyone that's corrupt and just bring in all new people? Well,
great. Just have new corrupt people.
Yeah, now you got new corrupt people, or you get young guys that come in and they get their short and curlies get massive because now I've got power. So now you
it's
got,
true.
And you know, and I've seen it tons of times as a CEO. I've seen it, you know, new kids come in, fresh face right out of, you know, recently hired. as soon as they get off and they're able to, on their own, yeah, I'm a tough guy because I've got a badge.
Finally get to tell people what to do.
Yeah. It's like, you know what?
It's exciting for somebody seeking power over others, even if all they are is a corrections officer.
To some extent, I think this is a system for protecting oneself. When I went to prison, you were told on your, first thing, you got to do this and this. You act tough. If somebody tries you really hard, you just haul off and punch them in the face. You'll go to confinement for a little while, but it'll be okay.
Yeah, you get out, your life will be better. Life better now.
Yeah, things will be better. And they tell you things like this. And I don't think it's any different.
You mean the inmates tell you that?
Other inmates in different places as you're getting assigned to your final.
I've even told some inmates that came in. I was like, look, don't come in being weepy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, look, I had to tell a guy before, I can only keep my eye on you, but so much.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
If you come in being weepy and wimpy,
you can get pushed around.
You're going to get pushed around. There was a one guy who came in, and he had sex offender charges on him, but people were giving him a hard time, and he would try to leave everyone alone. Finally, one day, he snaps and just goes after one guy who was just clearly bigger than him. It's like, there is no way that... In an upfront fight, he was going to beat this guy in a fight, but he just snapped and went after him because he was trying to build and he even told me he was trying to build the reputation here so it would follow him up to Concord. And it's like, well, please don't. I told him, I said, please don't try to bring that to Concord with you because I don't want to see your name in the paper that you got killed because that's all that's going to happen.
If you're talking about prison, those guys have a different set of motivations.
Different set of rules, different set of motivations.
A lot of those guys are in there for life, whereas in a jail, those guys are there for the maximum of a year.
Exactly.
So they're gonna
get out. Or for as long as it takes for them to go to prison.
That's true.
It's like it's a no-win situation no matter what. And it's like as a CO, sometimes you have to do the same thing. I noticed. Like, you can't go in weepy, meek, and mild.
Yeah, for sure. We'll come back with more here. In fact, since we're on the topic of bad cops, from the Chicago Tribune.
Oh, here's a shock.
Five cops caught in lies on the witness stand.
Shocking.
We'll come back with, they would never do that. This is clearly a few bad apples. 855 453. Cops lying in court?
Never.
855-450-3733. We'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome. You can also join us on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Yeah. Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.